all. Good evening, hockey fans. Happy Saturday night, and welcome back to the Didsbury Memorial Complex. It's Baron Van Kluster ringside with Corey Knoll, and it's a Mountain View Colts game day as they host the Coaldale Copperheads. It should be a great game. These two teams played 1 week ago exactly. The Colts getting away with a 3-1 victory in that affair. Corey Knoll, what are your keys to the game tonight?
Yeah, let's go over those quickly. We have to continue to have your veterans leading the way. We talk often during our hockey broadcast that you need your 20-year-olds to be productive. For the Colts so far this season, Stephen Bell, who's an overager at 21, and Hayden Parks, a 20-year-old, are the leading scorers for the team, leading by example. For the Colts to be successful tonight and throughout the season, they need those veterans to continue to produce. Key number two, stay disciplined. When these teams played a week ago, the Colts got by the Copperheads 3-1 in Coaldale, and a big part of that game, the difference was in penalty minutes, 30 minutes in penalties for the Copperheads to just 8 for the Colts. Stay out of the box, give your special teams a chance to work.
Colts with a massive power play goal that sealed the result for them last week, and we are underway here at the DMC. Puck in the offensive zone right now for the Colts. Battling away are both teams. Loose puck in the neutral zone now. Finding it is Constant. He's got it to the zone now for the Copperheads. Sharp angle shot rides up high, and that'll go out of play. Starting goaltender tonight for the Mountain View Colts is going to be Kyle Allen, getting the start once again here for Mountain View. His third start of the season. He's made appearances in three games so far. And Corey, he looks like a potential future number one goalie there.
I think so. That was the big question coming into the season, was how will this team fare without Chance Griffith for the first time and feels like forever, and this young goaltender Kyle Allen looks like the real deal so far.
Twig digs in for Coaldale. He wins it back. Kennedy's shot is wide of the goal. Colts battling for it now behind their goal. It's Bailey in the corner. Drops it off. Picking it up now with a head full of steam up the ice. Comes Harley Smith. Down the left wing side he comes. He's battled off the puck by Kennedy, who throws it into the middle. And Coaldale breaks out through the middle. 2-on-1 developing. Here's Booth. Booth scored in the previous game against the Colts a week ago. He wraps it around the boards and waits for his forwards to join him here on the forecheck. They set up a nice centering pass that avoids everyone, and eventually Bailey picks it up on the wing. Big check there through the middle. Booth stood up his man at the blue line, but the Colts are attacking still. Into the offensive zone goes Hayden Parks. Parks wraps up in the corner. He's fighting off three Coaldale players right now. He's still in possession. Centering pass, and they score! Kai Biggin finds the back of the net, and the Colts have an early 1-0 lead.
That was just all effort from behind the net to dig that puck out and then find a man in the slot. They made no mistake on the one-timer firing it past the smaller goaltender for the Coaldale Copperheads.
Biggin fires it home, a beautiful feed out front, and a hard-working shift there from Hayden Parks. And it looks like that is going to be the first Heritage Junior Hockey League goal for Kai Biggin, rookie player here, and that's going to be part of the talking point throughout this broadcast tonight. Plenty of new faces out there for the Mountain View Colts. Just 9 skaters return from that final game and that final broadcast we did last year, with the Colts falling in 6 games to the Airdrie Tech Mation Thunder. That was in round 2. And a good start from their rookies here as that faceoff off the goal is thrown right towards Allen. He'll hang on for the faceoff. 18:37 to go here in the first, and the Colts with an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, and that's getting a hot start here at home. You know how wonderful this crowd can be in Didsbury, and you want to get them into it right from the jump tonight, so that is fantastic for the Colts to get out to an early lead.
Face-off here coming up in the Colts' end, right side. We've got a broken stick on the ice and some repairs being made to the ice as well. Must be a bit of a hole right on the logo, center ice. Both the official and linesman are huddled over there, and it'll give us more time to talk about Kyle Allen in goal for the Mountain View Colts here. Corey, you're a goaltender yourself, and you look at his structure, not the biggest goalie, but it seems like he's playing an aggressive style.
He's going to fill out. He's only 17 years old, but he's 6 feet and about 155 pounds. He's very frail, but he's going to fill out that frame, and he looks bigger than he actually is. The gear makes him look huge, and we're used to seeing a big goaltender back there for the Mountain View Colts. Chance Griffith for years, a massive goaltender who filled up the net.
Play underway now. Coaldale have it in the Colts' end. Long point shot is wide. Comes off those lively boards. Now chasing after it in the offensive zone is Stephen Bell. Putting some pressure on his man, looking to win the puck away. Coaldale cycles back, however. They regroup. Picking up that puck now is Holm. Holmes tied up behind his net, wraps it around the boards. It's a turnover here. There's the AP player, Cole Howard, slides it across. A shot off the wing. That's McDermott looking for a redirection. Picking up now to the corner is Stephen Bell. Weaves his way into center ice, gets it out to the point man. Howard over for McDermott. Another one-time shot, and that one redirected wide. along the boards now. Colts in possession with Myram. Wraps it around the wall, looking for Stephen Bell. Bell intercepts the outlet pass. Now gets it to Bryan in the middle. Nice move on his man on the backhand, trying to get it back to Bell. Now Bryan wins possession on the forehand. It's Bell who fires a shot off a shin pad. Into the corner it goes. It's picked up by Coldale. They'll cycle up behind their net. Putting pressure on there once again was Bell, looking for the puck in the offensive zone. Ray had it momentarily, but now it falls to McDermott in the neutral zone. They regroup to Howard, who gains the red line and gets it in deep. Stopping up the puck, starting goaltender tonight for the Copperheads is going to be Caden Fulton, picking up the start. Meanwhile, Coldale tries to break it out, and through the neutral zone it's turned over. And on the puck now are the Colts. A nice couple of moves there by Barnett. Loses the puck, and Leishner picks up the loose change and fires it in. Colts going after it once again. It's Corbin Ray on the forecheck. Coldale working out and working their way through the middle now. It's a outlet pass and putting some pressure on Leishner is the forward. Fuji there. Fuji on the attack. Gets it around the boards and his centering passes right back to him. And a bobbling puck in the slot gathered here by Mountain View. And Barnett will just backhand it into the neutral zone. Barnett picks up the loose change once again, fires off the wall. Heistad chasing after it, can't get there. Coldale back out. Neutral zone play now. Both teams fighting for possession. Heistad whacking away at the puck. We've got an offside Colt. They regroup, and now Heistad will chase into the offensive zone. Long stretch pass here. It's going to go all the way. No icing, however, touched up, and Allen comes out of his goal to play it. On the backhand, dishes off for Barnett. A long pass through the middle, looking for Stephen Bell. Can he beat the icing? He will, and goes after it. Fulton is there first. The goaltender wraps it around the boards. Fighting for it now is Coldale. They'll move it into the neutral zone. A two-on-two developing now as they take it over the blue line. That one looked offside, and it is offside. 15:59 to go here in the first.
There we go. I was surprised how long that took for them to call that offside. He was offside by about 3 feet on that play, but they did whistle it down. Just to kind of finish our thoughts on the rookie goaltender, Kyle Allen from Carstairs. Two starts so far. He's 2-0 with a .229 goals against average and a .918 save percentage. So some great numbers early on for this young goaltender, who they thought was just basically going to be the goaltender of the future. They brought in a veteran out of the Cochrane program, but they're riding a hot hand right now with this young goaltender, and we'll see how far the 17-year-old can take them.
Jordan McGinnis is the backup for the Mountain View Colts to start this season. Meanwhile, in possession, the blue and red gain the red line. They get it in deep. It's Fulton who stops it up for the Copperheads. Working their way out is Coldale through the middle. Dangerous turnover, but quickly regathering it is Coldale, and they will work it into the offensive zone. Going after it there is Twig. Twig on the forecheck with Verloop. Verloop loses control of it, and it's Peyton Rothenbusch along the wing who gathers up, and it's regrouped quickly here by the Colts. Emmett Barnett now tasked to break it out. Gets up the wall. It's turned over. Here is an opportunity for Booth. It fires one on and a redirection there. A broken play, but Verloop had a dangerous-looking opportunity, and gathering again out of the corner is Lazar, and out to the middle. A turnover. Racing after now is Aiden Saunders. He's won that race on the forehand. He fires it wide. An excellent chance. It redirects out of play, but that was a great-looking opportunity for Aiden Saunders,
who really showed a burst of speed. Once that puck came free, he took off and was gaining space with every stride. Had a chance to make a move there, but decided just to shoot, and he just missed the net a little bit wide.
Ryan Holm digs in for Coldale. Looks like he's going up against Hirsch there for Mountain View. Face-off loss. The Colts will have to defend this one as into the offensive zone comes Booth. Rogan Booth scored a goal for Coldale in that game a week ago in Coldale. A 3-1 victory for Mountain View. Right now the Colts up 1-0 early in this first, fighting for possession out of their own zone. Parks on the turnover. That was a bobbling shot towards the goal and ends up in the opposite corner. That's Wyatt Bailey in a battle for it. McDermott joins him. Couple of sticks involved, and eventually the puck frees up, and now skating it out is Hirsch. Good look up the boards going after it. It looks like it's Hayden Parks who's going to beat out that icing call on the wraparound. The Coldale Copperheads will try to break it out, but good pressure put on by Parks. Hardworking forward here, fighting for possession, but eventually Coldale will wrap it around the boards and look to break it out with Booth. Booth on the backhand looks to shovel it forward. Can't get it for Holm. Eventually he'll have to pick up the change himself. Carries it over the blue line and dumps it softly into the corner. It's quickly gathered by Hirsch, who sends it around looking for Parks. That one doesn't connect cleanly, but meanwhile Mountain View does fight for possession back, and now it's Wyatt Bailey taking it over the red line. Nice move around his man. 2-on-1 developing with Parks. Bailey holds him. Pass into the middle is knocked away. Back the other way comes Coldale. Picks it up. Looking for the loose puck through the middle. Now a good skate here by Hines, who fires one on. A nice save made by Allen. Rebound gathered here. It is Coldale once again. Centering pass comes all the way out to the point man, who bobbles it and comes over the blue line. Now it's a 3-on-2. Back the other way with It looks to be Bryan taking it in. On the backhand, he'll fire one on. A nice save made by Fulton. Rebound gathered, spun, and shot on goal. But that one's wide. Picked up by Coldale. It's Creighton who takes it over the red line, gets it in deep. Allen stops it up behind his goal. Bryan back there once again, looking to break it out now. Broken pass gathered by Coldale, sent right back to where it came from. Here's Leishner. Leishner now, the defender for Mountain View, on the backhand, tried to get it off the glass. A little too much under that one. 13:05 to go. The defensive zone draw coming up for Mountain View.
It gives us an opportunity to mention some of our great partners that we're working with on the broadcast this year, including Olds Fertilizer and Agri-Services. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust. For over 47 years, that's been Olds Fertilizer and Agri-Services. They are proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
Defensive zone draw. This one's won by Coldale out to the point man. It's Kennedy who gets it, and he fires it back into the corner. Looking to get the forecheck started here. Jay Heistead looking to get in between that. Creighton has it on the opposite side and sends it right back down low. Kelman there as well. It's turned over. Colts in possession. Drayton Bryan centering pass. Finds a screaming Jay Heistead with speed. Takes it over the blue line. Right wing shot. Fires one on. Redirected up and out of play.
It's early in the season and early in this game, but it felt like the passing isn't as crisp as certainly Coach Visser would probably like to see from the squad. It's been a lot of sort of sloppy breakouts where they've just tried to scoop the puck and shovel it out of the zone rather than actually making the proper passes to exit the zone. So little things that they're probably still working on here early in the season.
Kai Biggins, first of the season, his first in the Heritage Junior League, has the Colts up 1-0, and off the offensive zone faceoff, looking for more. It was Drayton Bryan. Fans on a shot in the slot had a dangerous-looking chance, and now holding possession is Smith at the point. Gets it down low. Picking this up is Hoonigan. He picks it up for the Coldale and gets a big hit there as well. However, they're still in possession, and out they work. Left wing side. Nice defensive play made by Emmett Barnett, who stands up his man. Heistead in to help him. Corbin Ray gets a check in as well. Now it's Barnett in possession. Smooth skating defenseman starts up through center, makes a couple of nice moves, gets over the blue line, chases after the puck now in the corner. On the backhand, looks to center it, fans on it. Now it's to Bryan in the corner. Sharp angle shot goes up high and trickles all the way back out to center ice. Gathered here by Mountain View. They'll start up on the breakout. Sloppy pass. It's picked up by Fuji, who takes it into the offensive zone, working his way through the middle. Almost had control there, but checked off the puck. A long blast comes for Dagestine on the point, and that is neatly covered up by Kyle Allen. 12:18 to go here in the first.
He seems really calm for a 17-year-old kid. He's not getting flustered early. He's had a couple of opportunities where Coldale was buzzing around the front of the net, and it would be easy to kind of, I guess, get flustered and lose your concentration, but he's looked really calm so far.
Good action so far as Coldale wins this offensive zone draw. It's quickly defended by Peyton Rothenbusch. The Colts captain gets in between the pass and now looks to send it up the wall. Can't do so cleanly. A shot on goal quickly intercepted by the AP player Howard. Shovels it forward for Bell. Takes a check but does forward the puck into the offensive zone. Fulton is well out of his goal to play it in the corner. Gets away with it here. Coldale still in possession. They work their way up the right wing side. Taking it over now is Holm. Looks to gain the blue line, but that dump in is deflected up and out of play.
11:52 to go here in this first period. And again, 1-0, the Colts leading on a Kai Biggin goal. Parks picking up the assist for that one. He did the hard work in behind the net, digging the puck out and then getting into Biggin, who was sitting in the slot basically untouched. And Biggin one-timed it past the goaltender.
Coldale has yet to play a road game. This is their first of the season. They've played a pretty good one to start. They're just down the one, of course, and in possession in the offensive zone. Nice play to the middle. Holm had a great shot, but that was a better save by Kyle Allen. Off the rebound, the Colts gather. It's Aiden Saunders looking for Bell. That pass in his feet leaves it there as Howard will come gather and gets it into the offensive zone. In possession first is Coldale, however, and they'll start up with it. Looking for the breakout is Rhett Helm. His turnover is gathered by Bell. A dangerous chance into the middle, but again, it's picked up by Coldale. Now, slowing things down, they'll look for the breakout pass cross ice. Nice step up by Mitch McDermott. He'll pick up the puck and take it in the offensive zone. McDermott in possession, wraps it around the wall. He was hoping for Saunders to be there, looking for Bell as well down there. A breakout pass is bobbled. Going after it is Wyatt Bailey. He's in possession now on the forehand, wrapping around the goal. Button hooks along the hash marks. Button hooks again in the corner. Now looks to go to the point. That pass is intercepted. Picked up one-on-one chance here. good opportunity is taking it wide. There was Lazar, but a nice defensive play made as it's turned over and the Colts have full possession. Bailey through the middle, hits a striding Hayden Parks. Parks on the backhand, just couldn't chip that one in. Rebound is swatted out by Bailey. It's wide of the goal, but the net is off. A good looking chance for the Colts to go up 2-0.
They've had a couple of really good opportunities. We don't have a shots on goal clock in this arena, but I feel like the Colts are out-opportunity-ing the Coaldale Copperheads so far in terms of quality scoring opportunities. I think the Colts are probably at about a half dozen so far compared to maybe one or two for Coaldale. So they've definitely had their chances. They've had breakaways and, you know, three-on-twos and things like that, just not able to convert so far except for the one goal by Biggin so early in the period.
It's like Caden Fulton has a bit of a equipment issue or something like that as he's down right now in the Coaldale net. Doesn't look to be injured or anything like that, just getting some gear sorted out. But again, it's been a decent start here for Mountain View. I think that's something the coaching staff would stress as well. Get up and get going in these hockey games.
Absolutely. You want to start hot here, especially at home in front of your own crowd. Keep them in it right from the buzzer.
As mentioned, this is Coaldale's first road game of the year. Haven't played too many. The Colts have a handful more, and they've won possession out of their own end, wrapping it around the wall and sprinting to get there. However, just a touch too late was James Bartlett. On the turnover, Coaldale will look to work out through center, but that pass is broken up. Hirsch has it now, left wing side. Drop-off pass for Bailey, who fires one on. Good save made by Fulton. In possession once again, Hirsch out to the middle, and that was Lodemeyer who fires one on, and that one is grabbed, and we'll have a whistle here in the Colts' offensive zone.
Again, Colts buzzing. They've had opportunities. Picked off a pass and sent in three guys, and was a nice little drop pass that resulted in a one-timer on net. They're making him work. It's a smaller goaltender, this Caden Fulton, for the Coaldale Copperheads. Really, really small in that net. So they're going to try to get him moving around.
Stephen Bell out there. He's won the faceoff. It's over to Bartlett on the point. Bartlett gets it down low. In possession again is Mountain View. Sharp angle shot there. Trying for goal was Myram. It's wide of the net, and it comes out of the blue line as well. Gathering is Coaldale. They'll work it over with Verloop. Gets the blue line, gets it deep. Over there to try to break it out is Myram. He's pinched up against the boards. Helping him there was Bartlett. Bartlett battling through a couple of checks. Gets it as far as the blue line. It's turned over. Nice centering pass in the middle. Poke check by Allen. Loose puck momentarily in the slot, but it's quickly swatted away and set down the ice. This will be an icing call against the Colts, but a dangerous looking chance and the best of the night so far for Coaldale.
Absolutely was. Dangerous chance. They tossed that puck to the front of the net, and it looked like it was going to be an easy tap-in for somebody, and they just weren't able to get a clean shot away from the slot to get past the goaltender.
9:34 to go here in this first period. Colts up 1-0 thanks to Kai Biggin's first of the year. Offensive zone draw is lost there by Coaldale after some hard work there by Myram to first force a turnover, and after that icing, he'll head off for a change. We've got a stick launched into the boards here at the DMC, so Colts going to have to force a change. Meanwhile, in possession out of the neutral zone is Jay Heistad, who gets it in deep. He'll go after it himself as well. Now in a battle along that corner wall for it. Centering pass. That one comes off a deflection. Corbin Ray going after it. So too is Trayton Bryan, but gathering it here is Coaldale. Centering pass turned over once again. Heistad in the neutral zone will look for it. Corbin Ray eventually will swat it back to his D-man. It's Smith in possession. Cross ice feed. Heistad gets the touch over the red line. Goes after it once again. Hudogan gets it first for Coaldale, however, on the backhand, softly sends it up for Fuji. Fuji's pass through the middle is intercepted here by Mountain View, but quickly gathered back. Rechuk was looking for it, but Mountain View has found it now in the neutral zone with Jay Heistad. Getting a touch on that was Corbin Ray. He'll turn off for the change, and meanwhile, Coaldale will start possession in their own zone. Giving forecheck pressure there was Trayton Bryan. Gets a little bit too much of his man. This could be a tripping call coming up as the Colts touch up, and the PK is going to have to go to work.
Well, they were good a week ago, 0-for-3, I believe. Their PK went against Coaldale in Coaldale, so looking to keep that streak alive here.
We've got our first media timeout of the game, I do believe, happening right now. And so far, so good here for Mountain View, although we just saw that first little bit of pressure here from Coaldale as they try to push back here, Corey.
Absolutely, and now they've got a power play to kind of build on that momentum a little bit, so a couple of minutes or less to see if they can get some more high-quality opportunities, because they haven't had a ton of high-quality scoring chances so far in this game.
Yeah, you could certainly say that the PK might be something that the team would like to improve on right now. Just running at 72%, but like you say, still very, very early as well. So plenty of time for those numbers to get a little bit better. And here is a great chance as well. And looks like a lot of the Colts veteran players are going to be out there, including Captain Peyton Rothenbusch, in to take this draw. Stephen Bell is out there killing as well.
Always a steady presence when you see Rothenbusch out there. He can play up front. He can play back on the D. You know that he's going to be responsible with whatever his assignment is.
And the D-man is Smith. He's in possession off the glass. Can't quite get it out, however. Rothenbusch was looking to give it that extra touch, but in possession is Coldill. They'll take it into the corner. Off to the point now. It's Kennedy. Slides it across, looking for Hirsch, and he gets it down low. Wing shot is deflected. Comes out to the point man. Holding it in there was Creighton. And centering pass comes all the way out. Kennedy couldn't hold it in. Now the Coldale captain will have to turn into his own zone to pick it up. Giving pressure there is Stephen Bell, but a quick breakout pass, and Coldale is working their way through the middle already. Into the offensive zone they come. On the drive, taking it wide in behind the Colts goal. A centering pass all the way out to the point. A long shot in. Nice block by Bell. He stands up his man, and he sends the puck down the ice. It's Griffin McCulloch. Back to pick it up now for Coldale. He'll start the breakout. Comes up the right wing side for Ryan Holm. Holm harassed there by the Colts. Stopped up right in front of their bench. It's Hirsch giving pressure. A turnover there from Lazar, who is riding the blue line. And Hirsch still putting the pressure on. Forcing the agenda here in the neutral zone. Just 45 seconds of power play remaining here for Coldale. Their first of the night. They take it over the blue line now. Right wing side. A huge collision there from Aiden Saunders, who sends his man flying. Puck, however, still in the Colts end. It's Cole Howard. Picks up the loose change. Can't quite get it out. Good pressure there from Coldale. Turnover in the middle. It's Holm who steps up. Fires one on. Redirected. It's loose in the slot. Eventually, the Colts will find it, and they send it the length of the ice. Just 25 seconds to go here on this power play. Fulton has it behind the Coldale net. Looking for one last breakout up the ice. As Drayton Bryant is ready to come out after serving that two-minute minor for tripping. McCulloch makes his way through the center ice, drops it off here. Dogan on the point, sends it across, looking for his other D-man there. It's dropped off, picking it up is Constant. He'll get it down low. Colts have killed off that power play. In possession now are the Coldale Copperheads. That was a dangerous-looking chance at a beautiful save made by Kyle Allen.
So the first kill for the Colts tonight, keeping that streak alive. They looked pretty good. Coldale didn't really have much opportunity to set up in this one. And when they did set up, they didn't cycle very well necessarily. So the Colts picked off some passes and sent them back the other way. They looked pretty good to start this game.
Offensive zone draw won once again by Coldale. Kennedy's shot is blocked, and it's sent down the ice by Mountain View. Fighting after it is Brian. Couldn't quite get there. A nice breakout pass by Hudogan, and it's through the middle for Vermoop, who fires it up and scores.
What an effort from Coldale to fight off a defender, Mountain View dogging him the entire way, and he held off the check and still fired one bar down over the shoulder of the goaltender, Allen. That's an incredible goal.
That was a beautiful, beautiful goal there by Coldale. How about that pass from Hudogan as well? A heads-up play sharp pass through the middle. That was a great-looking pass and a beautiful finish as well with authority. It's a 1-1 game here. 6:04 to go in the first. Some pushback here from Coldale after a pretty decent start to this game for Mountain View. Off the center ice draw. Battle for it. 50-50 it is, but Jay Highstead comes in. He'll send it in deep, and the Colts will go to the attack. Fulton stops it up behind his own goal. Picked up now. Gathered as the pressure put on by Highstead forces the turnover out to the point it comes, and Barnett's blast is wide of the target. Smith will race over to hold the zone. Corbin Ray will help him out as well on the backhand, chops it in deep. Ray goes off for a change. Coldale in possession now. They'll go D to D. In through the middle, Kennedy's pass turned over there. We've got a tripping call coming up. It's going to be Peyton Rothenbusch. Colts captain is going to go off here. Going in for the check, had his... Oh, they're calling it a kneeing here, actually. It's going to be a kneeing call coming up against Rothenbusch. We'll see just the 2 minutes, I would imagine. Second power play of the game is coming up. It's going to be a four-minute minor.
Oh, wow.
Coming up for kneeing here against the Colts captain. That's a tough pill to swallow here. Colts did kill that first power play, of course, but some momentum gained on that, and that would lead to that goal for the Copperheads as well. That's how we find ourselves in a 1-1 tie. 5:53 to go. 4-minute power play here for Coldale. They've won the faceoff as well, but off the point shot, it's blocked, and the redirection goes all the way out to the neutral zone. Saunders had a chance to have a 2-on-1, but that puck bobbles at the blue line and forces him offside. Meanwhile, Coldale takes it back right wing side. They set up on the power play. Getting it out now, it's Kennedy who fires a long shot in, and that is sent aside by Kyle Allen into the corner. It's gathered now by Coldale out to the point. It's Kennedy once again, slides it across. McCulloch, he's got his man. That's Verloop who fires one on. Another massive block there. I believe it was Smith who got to the floor and made a huge block there, preventing that shot from getting through. McCulloch, meanwhile, in the neutral zone, gathers here for Coldale. They'll take it over the blue line. Not for long. It's Aiden Saunders putting pressure on. So, too, is Smith. They force the puck into the neutral zone once again. McCulloch forced to bring it back in. Left wing side makes a couple of moves, loses the puck, and it's back in the neutral zone. A quick outlet, however, and they're caught offside. And the Colts have successfully killed one of these 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, this will be a really big penalty kill. All the momentum right now is with the Coldale Copperheads. They had the last power play. Didn't score on the power play, but almost immediately after that power play had ended, Hugh Nagnon had sent in the pass to Verloop, who was able to fight off a checker and get that puck up over the goaltender to tie the game at one. So they are just flying right now.
And here's your goal scorer, Verloop, who takes it into the offensive zone for Coldale. He'll stop up on the corner. Now they look to set up their power play, but getting in between that quickly was Cole Howard. A nice work there by the AP player. Gets in between the pass and sends it the length of the ice. Hunogan will set up behind his own goal. Looks to break it out himself. Smooth skating through center. Dishes off now. Right wing side. They'll look to take it over the blue line. Pressure put on by Hayden Parks. Breaks up that play momentarily. They send it across the boards. Getting there first is McDermott. He'll send it the length of the ice. More time comes off this power play. About 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go here on that. Hirsch putting on some pressure here as Hunogan gets to the line and gets it deep, but getting there first out of the Colts. Howard's wrap around, didn't quite make it out. Now setting up his Holm on the power play. Blue line gets it down low. It's back out to Holm. Winds up, fires a snapper on. Rebound is loose out in front, and finding that puck is Allen. He gets up on it, and he hangs on for the whistle.
It's a good whistle as they've killed 2 of the 4 minutes so far. Rothenbusch in 4 minutes for kneeing in the box right now. So the Colts just doing everything they can to keep this puck out of their zone for as long as they can. 1-1 with 3:31 to go here in this first period. Just kind of hanging on right now as all the momentum is with Coldale.
PK halfway home here, about 1:57 to go as McCulloch sets it up off the blue line. A nice centering pass, and that one was just blocked as Lazar had a good-looking chance from the slot. Battle for it now at the blue line. It's Wyatt Bailey who bats it forward. Jay Heistead finds a loose change, a nice couple of moves. Almost had it in the slot, but just loses the handle. Goes after it in the corner, battling a trio of Copperhead players, and they have one possession away from him. But still putting pressure on there is Heistead. How about this forechecking on the PK? Heistead still giving chase as looking to break this out of the zone is Adam Kennedy. He will send it through center ice. A sloppy pass, however, getting there first is Smith, and he'll bat it right back into the Coldale end. And now they'll have to break it out once again with McCulloch. McCulloch, cross-ice pass. That one connects, and he'll take it over the blue line. About 1:10 to go on the power play. Centering pass forward. That one slid through the slot. It comes all the way around to the D-man Kennedy. Slides it for McCulloch. McCulloch will wrap it around the boards, looking to set up the forecheck here. Colts player upended there. No call. We'll keep going here. 5-on-4 power play continues for Coldale, but it's the Colts finding the loose change out of the corner, and they send it down the length of the ice. All the way back now. The captain, Adam Kennedy, picks it up for Coldale. He'll start to skate out with it. Right in front of his goal, drops it off. Looking to get some speed into this breakout, but turning back now. Didn't like what he see was Caden Hines. Hines still in possession. Looking for a lane in. He's found one right wing side, but that puck bobbled off his puck immediately by Hirsch, putting more pressure on now, and he's one possession away, and off to the races he goes. It's Kai Biggin. They have a great chance there, and Corbin Ray comes in to help him out. It looks like it's Biggin back in possession. Hirsch now makes a nifty move around his man and gets absolutely flattened there. Biggin will pick up the loose change, however. Eventually it's turned over. Coldale comes back 2-on-2 developing. It's Verloop, the goal scorer, fires one on. Rebound comes into the slot. We're back to 5-on-5 action as Peyton Rothenbusch joins the fun. He gets to it first on the backhand. He moves it forward, and eventually it's dumped in deep after taking that big collision off for a change. Meanwhile, in possession, McDermott right in front of his bench picked up the puck and sent it right back into the Coldale end, but a quick breakout. And Hudogan gets away from the check from Peyton Rothenbusch, who otherwise would have had a breakaway there. A dangerous-looking chance, and Coldale is in possession of the offensive zone. D'Agostin holds it in, a redirection out front. Constant is looking for it. He bats away. Didn't quite make it to the goal. It's gathered here by Rothenbusch. He'll take it over center. Backhand feed forward. It's Brian who takes it into the corner. Rothenbusch has it again. Centering pass comes off a skate. It's gathered. Coldale in possession. Looks to go cross-ice with it. Free puck in the neutral zone. Leishner looking for it. Can't quite get to it, however. Going after it is Booth. Booth in the corner. Looking for possession. Almost had it, but it's won away by the Colts. A cross-ice pass is going to go the distance. Not quite long enough for icing, however. It is in the offensive zone with Bell putting some pressure on. It's off the glass quickly and moved forward. Looking for that loose change was Verloop at the blue line. But he'll just have to go after the puck now in the Colts' end. A centering pass from Verloop goes all the way through the slot and out. It's in the neutral zone. Coldale gets there again, and they send it down. A little bit of time here for Mountain View to break things out with Aiden Saunders, right-wing side at his own blue line, fires into a set of shin pads. Eventually, Stephen Bell will get there on the backhand, chops it in deep. We're down to 2 seconds to go here, and the buzzer will sound, and that thrilling first period of action comes to a close, and we're tied. It's 1-1 here at the DMC. We'll be back to recap that first period of play. You're listening to Mountain View Colts Hockey here on 96.5 CKFM.